What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What's up, my friend?
What up, what up?
You know.
Hold on, let me get such, I feel like that is, I'm screaming in your ear and it's super close. Okay, is that better? That's better.
Yeah. You know, I'm in my new place here.
I know, it's so exciting.
A little bit different. I was going to hang my Seahawks sign.
Uh-huh.
Up there.
Right there.
Or get a Friendship Frequency neon sign. But there ain't no fucking power on that wall. So it's sitting on the floor and there's nothing close by. Oh, there's one over there. I'd have to run it across the doorway.
Then right, you have to put a bathroom rug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, that would be tight though, a Friendship Frequency sign.
Right?
Not me with my Christmas shirt on.
I know. Naughty.
Oh my God. I know. It's so exciting. You're in your new place and it's, you got so much unpacked already. That's awesome.
I know. It's crazy. So, it's like, I was so tired last night. I couldn't sleep, but I didn't unpack anything. I just like,
yeah,
they literally showed up at 6:15 to deliver my bed frame.
Huh?
And it
was, I'm glad they came though. Cause I was worried they weren't coming.
I would have thrown the mattress on the floor and just went to sleep.
Right.
Not like I could sleep anyway. I didn't go to bed until 2:30.
I wasn't hurting. Yeah. I wasn't hurting yesterday, but then like I stayed up too late last night and then waking up this morning, I was like, wait a minute. Right. Now my body hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
So
I hear you.
Today I'm just tired and we were supposed to do the fence, but that didn't happen. We cleaned up the backyard, cut down a bunch of bushes.
Yeah.
I have a cherry tree in the backyard and that needed to be trimmed up and cleaned. And so now we have this big pile of branches that we have to figure out something to do with. But I just cleaned that up, cleaned up the blackberry bushes on one side. And just looked tired. So, yeah, I'm super excited for you being there. It's so nice. It's so much more space and it's just open and light. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
I like that there's way more light. It's not so dungeon-esque.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they say you find out so much about a person when you help them move. And that's true. Like I thought, you know, you and I are pretty close. There's not a lot that we don't. And I was like, he comes out and he brings out this bag of golf clubs. And I'm like, you play golf? I was like, oh my God, Aaron plays golf. Did anybody know that? He's like, yeah, I play golf. I was like, wow, I had no idea you play golf.
It's been a minute, but I do play.
Right on. Yeah, we made quick work of that. We had it done and moved in no time.
Yeah,
thanks to everybody that showed up.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that. Like, seven people total?
Mm-hmm.
I think we had the move done in like 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we had everything moved in 2 hours and then went and had lunch and went to Costco where I didn't get anything. I'm still pretty salty about it.
Right.
So, but no, it was quick. It was a good day. Good day. I was definitely sweating my ass off though. I know that.
By the end of the day, I was so foul and I was like, I got to dig through my stuff. What it's like, I don't know, 6 o'clock. I think by the time maybe we got back or you guys left.
Yeah.
No, it was like 5:30. 5:45 when you guys
left. Yeah, because it was like 6:30 when we got home, almost 7. And we stopped at the grocery store. So
the bed showed up. So I don't know. I set the bed up, which was, it's heavy as hell. Like,
yeah.
When I bought that frame, I had no idea like the features it has.
Mm-hmm. It's cool, right?
It massages, which is, it's kind of lame. It's like, it's not really a massage.
It just, it's vibrating is what it is. Yeah.
And then it's got the hydraulic motion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk up next to the bed or walk into the room or next to the bed and the lights come on underneath. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've kicked my feet on the bed because I couldn't see.
Your pinky toes will thank you later.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably, after setting the bed up, and then I talked to my sister for like an hour and I just like laid down. And, then I iced my back, and then I had to find my shower curtain, find the towel, find my soap.
Right.
Got in and took a shower, and then I couldn't sleep. I just laid there, and I guess the excitement of the new place, you know, plus I was hurting, so.
Yeah. Well, that and your mind is like going a million miles an hour because you're like, oh, I want to unpack, and I want to put this there and this there. And so, no, I get that. I just got interested in a freaking TV show, and it was like a series, and down the rabbit hole we went.
Right.
So, no, it was good. It was good. I'm excited for you. I think it will be a huge, huge difference for you. Yeah. So, I'm super excited. Yeah. And then just the rest of my day today, we cleaned that up, cleaned the yard up. I did some laundry, and now get ready for the next week and see what the next week holds. So,
right.
We'll see. My circumstances may change drastically. So stay tuned. We'll find out. So it's okay. I've made peace with it, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen. And, you know, I'll handle it either way.
Yeah, you will. You'll get through it. I mean,
always do.
I mean, we've talked about the change for a while, and you were ready, and it just, it just kind of came unexpected when you weren't necessarily prepared for it.
I'm telling you. And what do I always say? It's God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves.
Right.
And I'm like, dang, a warning could have been.
That's what you told me when that happened to me at my job.
Exactly.
Because I wanted out of the situation, but I didn't make the change. So
yeah,
God saw fit to make the change for me.
Yep. You know, I will say I'm grateful for, you know, there's been some changes up above me, and my boss that was my boss is no longer my boss. He's in a different, they moved him to a different department. And him and I had a really long conversation Friday night after hours. And, you know, when you're not in that direct report relationship anymore, you can kind of, I think the conversations are a little bit easier to have on where things you could improve on versus, you know, what you did really well and that kind of thing. And him and I had a really good conversation, and, you know, he just told me, you know, he said, Tabitha, he said, you know, they weren't ready for you when you came. They didn't see you coming. And they're not really sure what to do with you. He said, it's, you know, strong, assertive females are not something that we see a lot of in this industry. So he said, just keep doing what you're doing. He said, you make me proud every day, which meant a lot, you know, that meant a lot to me. So I'm super appreciative of him. I know the role that they moved him to, he's just going to crush it. So I'm happy for him. I'm excited for him. And, we'll see what happens. So
yeah.
I got it. Either way, I got it.
Yeah.
I did have a realization, though, cleaning my backyard today.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want to be a homesteader? Like, really? Is this really what I want to do? No, I think it's just today. I'm just tired. So
Yeah.
Between all the mental and then the physical with you yesterday, like, just tired. So yeah.
It's crazy. It's just a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Oh, what, Thursday was my last job at the hotel.
Yeah.
I'll be working 5 days a week from home right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you know, we need to celebrate the fact though that we're handling all this change as well as we are, because I know for me, 6 months ago, I would have been spiraling out of control. Like, wait a minute. I am grateful for that. That's growth, y'all. That's growth. Like,
right.
I am grateful for that. I mean, that just shows me, like, I've put more work and faith into my recovery and, you know, listening to my higher power and making that connection. So
I'm proud of you. I mean, I'm right there along with you because, you know, yesterday when we're moving, you know, I get up in the morning and I, you know, prepping for the move before you guys show up and somebody's parked in my new reserve spot. And so I put a notice on the car. I was just like, you know, because I have the ability to call the tow company and just have that car towed away.
Right.
But, you know, the old me would have towed him.
Yeah.
The new me stepped back, gave him an opportunity. They were there all day, pretty much. And then, you know, when we started moving into the new place, the downstairs neighbor was moving out. So they got this big old truck kind of in the way. Mm-hmm. And the old me would have got all mad and pissed off, but it all worked out fine.
Like, it did.
We made
like
it
work. As chaotic as it was super smooth though.
Yeah.
Like it could have been a complete cluster, worked out really good. Like it was really good. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Look at us growing, friend. Look at us grow.
I would have to say it would be the first time that I moved that on moving day. Well, no, I take that back. But I've helped a lot of people move.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that irritates me is that they're still packing when everybody shows up to help them move.
Yeah. Yeah. And yours, literally, it was super simple.
Yeah.
It was super simple. We went in, we got all the stuff, loaded it. It took us, what, 3 back and forth trips? And we had it moved. Like, everything was organized. I could put the stuff in the room that it went into and good to go. It was smooth, super smooth. Yeah. Even with the other people having the moving truck there. And those guys were super nice too. Like, they would, you know, step out of the way for us or vice versa. So, and we cracked jokes with them about leaving cards. So the next time, we could just call them when it came down to it. So, super smooth.
I think part of it was when we were walking up the stairs, I said, maybe I should have hired some college hunks or college hunk moving or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
will say they were not hunks. So.
No, there was no hunk involved in that. There was no hunk whatsoever involved in any of that. Shout out College Hunk, guys.
Right. And it's funny because they put cards on the tailgate of Jason's truck.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but I've seen them after.
I'd much rather have my moving crew that I had.
Yeah. It was good. Like, I mean, quick, easy. Everybody did their part. There was nobody. You know, we got stuff thrown away that needed to be thrown away and then moved everything upstairs and like getting your whole couch and everything put together. Like, I just am so happy for you. It's just going to be so nice and just so much more just open for you. So I'm super excited for you.
And it gave me the ability to have people over too.
You know? I told Terry, I was like, I think I'm going to come over and decorate Aaron's apartment. I was like, it can't just look like a guy lives here. I was like, I gotta come over and decorate, put a candle somewhere. Well, she just started laughing.
I do have a candle going, so.
Hey, see?
Yeah, I do own some candles, but.
You know what else I was surprised about with you? How much kitchen stuff you had. Like, there was a ton of boxes. I was like, wow, not that I know that you cook, but like, I wasn't expecting that much kitchen stuff. And it's always kitchen stuff that I'm drawn to because I love kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm looking at all the boxes and I was like, friend, he does cook. Look. He does have kitchen stuff.
I'm deciding to purge just because I don't have. It's weird. Like, I had more counter space or cupboard space over at the other place.
I could see that though, because of the way that it's set up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm having to get rid of some stuff. Just some miscellaneous Tupperware and some bowls.
Right.
I mean, I have those new stainless steel bowls, so there's no need to have other bowls.
Those bowls are by far, probably hands down, the best set I think I've ever had.
Yeah.
Other than maybe Tupperware, but like actual Tupperware brand mixing bowls. And I've had KitchenAid, I've had and those so far have been the best ones that I've had.
Yeah.
And it's because it has that vacuum seal lid, then I put freaking everything in there. So I love those bowls. And they're a good size. They're not like tiny, so you can mix quite a bit in there. So
yeah.
Good gift. But yeah.
Yeah, I think I need some plants and maybe some artwork.
Yeah.
I mean, I have pictures and stuff, but you saw the pictures I have. It's Seahawks and like gargoyles.
You need big boy art. You need big boy art.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think once you get everything situated and you start making it and decorating it the way that you want to, I think it's going to be awesome. So it's definitely going to be, I just am excited for you. It's going to be so nice. I just know. So
I'm excited too.
I bought some seeds at the Tractor Supply today.
And what are you going to plant?
It's vegetables that we eat, tomatoes, jalapenos, lettuce, green beans, cilantro. I think that's all I got to start with. And I bought the stain for my planters that I'm going to build. So I'm going to start making those because the seeds you got to plant towards the end of March for the season.
Yeah.
So get those done, get them built, get them planted. And I even bought little baby potted ones that you start inside to make sure I can actually keep something alive first.
Yeah. The starters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to keep something alive first and see how that goes. But yeah, I mean. Nothing can't learn if you don't try.
That's right.
Guess I'm going to try, see what happens. I mean, I figure at least if I start with the vegetables that we eat, then, you know, I will be wasting a bunch of stuff and just growing things to grow things. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
And it'll be a lot healthier than with the stuff that you buy in the store.
God, yeah. For sure.
Use all those fertilizers and pesticides. And
yep. Dude, I'm telling you, if I could get away with it in my HOA, I'd have chickens galore. Just because of the egg situation. Yeah. So,
you know,
I would definitely do it.
They put a coating on, like, I know they do apples. I'm sure they do it with tomatoes.
Yeah, like that wax. Yeah.
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 To make it look better. But it's not good for you. So
in the South, like fried green tomatoes are a thing.
Yeah.
And I love them. Also, tomato sandwiches are a thing. And I can remember my grandmother. She grew her own vegetables. Always did. And I mean, we're talking about in West Texas where it's damn near desert.
Right.
And she grew her own tomatoes and peppers every single year. There was nothing that tasted better than a tomato sandwich of like the tomato right off the vine and her making us tomato sandwiches. Like I could eat that. And it's literally bread, Miracle Whip, mayonnaise is what I call Miracle Whip. That's what I know mayonnaise as. And tomatoes, salt and pepper. And that's it. And it, dude, I'd kill for one. So even if I just get one tomato off the vine, that's all. But see, you have to plant tomatoes in pairs because they have to pollinate each other. If you only plant one, then you don't get it pollinated and it won't sprout any tomatoes. So you have to plant tomatoes in pairs. So, and peppers, same thing with peppers.
I did not know that. Like when I lived here originally, I used to live in the D building. Uh-huh. And my back door, I was on the bottom floor and the back door faced the street, the back street over there. Uh-huh. I planted tomatoes and I grew tomatoes like right in the ground. I didn't have any pots or anything. I got quite a few tomatoes on it. They were good.
Yeah. Dude, I love fresh tomatoes. So even when I buy them at the grocery store, I still buy them on the vine, like the bunch on the vine or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not, obviously it's not garden fresh, but it's as fresh as you're going to get from the grocery store. So
yeah.
Yep. And fried green tomatoes. My kids love them. So it's just,
I don't think I've ever had them.
Dude, you're missing out. If they're cooked right. If they're not cooked right, questionable. I've had some questionable ones.
I'll have to try them when I'm not doing carnivores.
Yep. So how's that going?
It's good. I mean, I love meat, so.
A side of steak with some steak. A steak with some side of steak.
Last night it was probably like 8 or 9 o'clock and I was like, oh, I haven't even eaten dinner yet. You know, just being busy. Like I'll forget to eat and I don't get hungry like when I'm busy. Mm-hmm. And so I went across the street to this restaurant called Trotter's and I ordered a ribeye steak, a hamburger patty with cheese, with bacon, and then a side of bacon on top of that. And I grubbed away at like 8:30, 9 o'clock last night. I was like, oh, this is so.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, we were like, and when you're right though, when you're busy like that, you don't even think about it. We left your house and then came home and stopped by the grocery store and I got adult Lunchable stuff, crackers, cheese.
Yeah.
Prosciutto, olives. That's what we had. That's what I had just a little bit ago too. So
nice.
I could live off of that. It's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I always go by the store like when I want a snack or something and I'll buy I think it's just like string cheese or mozzarella stick and it's got prosciutto wrapped around it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'll grub on that.
Dude, I love prosciutto. My God. When I make that, my homemade Parmesan sauce, I put pancetta. I fry pancetta and put that in the sauce. And put it over spaghetti squash. Oh, my God.
That sounds
good. I might have to make that. That does sound bomb. I might need to make that soon.
Right?
No, it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend.
Was.
Good weekend. Did anybody go to the walk? I don't think anybody did, right? Tammy and Ken went to the doctor.
Ken was going to go. But then in that morning, he's like, I'm going to go. I'll be there. And then he texts me and he's like, I'm going to go to the walk and then we'll probably stop by afterwards.
Well, that's right. That's right. You told me.
And I was like, okay, cool. You know, you're not obligated to, but that would be cool.
Right.
Love to see you. And then the morning we moved, I woke up at 5 o'clock for whatever reason, because I wanted
to go.
I didn't even set my alarm, but I just wanted to like get the rest of the stuff tore down, like the bed, and then get the necessary stuff to prepare for the move. And so I still had time before you guys showed up. So I went to the park, just to meet people.
And yeah. Then, if anybody did show. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to take Tammy to the urgent care. She wants to go. She's coughing real bad.
Tammy Ann, if you're listening, ma'am, I'm going to need you to stop being stubborn and go to the doctor.
Right.
Make sure you're okay.
It's just, it's crazy. There's that cough that's going around that doctors can't even really give you anything to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I went through, I've had a cough for like 2 months.
Yeah. I still am coughing every now and then. Not nearly like I was, but on occasion. And the congestion just, it doesn't go away. Like I just am convinced that I'll forever just be congested like this. Right. I took my nose ring out because of it.
Wow.
Like, I don't even know if I could get it back in.
Yeah.
I took it out because I was constantly blowing my nose or doing this, and it would just rub my nose raw. So I took my nose ring out completely.
We can't have bugs hanging up on your nose ring.
Right. So. That's what I'm saying. My luck be in the middle of a whole professional conversation and somebody just there waving, hey!
Yeah. But I stopped by my naturopath Thursday on my way home and got some remedies for the cough and to have them look at my right side because...
Yeah.
It's,
I can still see it a little bit.
Swollen.
Does it hurt on that side?
No.
Weird.
I don't know what's going on. I tried to... find a, because I got new medical insurance, so I tried to find a primary care doctor, and it's almost impossible. Everyone I called said, we're accepting new patients, but you have private insurance, so we're not accepting new patients.
Do you think that it's really that the medical system is so far backed up because of COVID?
Yep.
Isn't that wild?
I think that they're, me and my naturopath had this conversation. We all know doctors aren't there to make us better. They're only there to make us baseline.
Right.
So they have a constant flow of the same patients over and over, where a naturopath, they resolve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so they solely rely on word of mouth and new patients.
Right.
And they don't make that much money compared to a doctor. And you just really have to have care about people, really.
I can't, you know, and it's funny that we got into this part conversation that as you and I go from topic to topic naturally anyway.
Yeah.
But like I was asking Jason yesterday on the way to your house why I was thinking about the cloud seeding. Who knows? I probably saw a TikTok. I don't know. Whatever. And I asked him, I was like, you know, why would they not use the cloud seeding for like places that are in a drought? Or like if a state is on fire, I mean, we get wildfires really bad here in Washington.
Yeah.
Why would they not use it like for the good? You know what I mean? Like, if they have the science and the ability to do it, why not use it for the good? And I just can't wrap, like, I don't necessarily think it's good or bad, but if you figured out a way, like, why would you not use it for the good? And of course, I'm sure that's my rainbow butterfly mentality, but like, I just can't wrap my head around, like, why you would want someone to remain sick or get to baseline, but not help them be better. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think that way, I guess. I don't know.
And that's the problem, is that most people think that way, but they don't want you to get better because they would be out of business.
Exactly. It's money out of their pocket. Like, it's just so when you start, for me, as a person that lives in rainbow and butterflies.
Yeah.
When I start doing my own research on these things, and just, I've just started that in the last few years.
Yeah.
Like, it really is like, for me, it's super disheartening. It's super sad. It makes me like, it's disgusting, if I'm being 100% honest.
Yeah. It is very
like it's
disgusting.
Just gross. Like the fact that you think it's okay to manipulate people's lives that way, like it's just gross. So that's why I think I'm headed in this direction of growing my own vegetables and, you know, trying to be as clean as possible. And even like cleaning detergents, cleaning stuff and all of that. Like I've switched all of that over because I don't know whether it's true or not. I'm not here to say whether it's true or not. What I am saying is I am making better choices for me and my family because I believe that this makes a difference. So, yeah, I don't know. To each their own, obviously. But, I mean, for me, I have a better sense of calmness, I guess, if you want to say, knowing that I know where they're coming. I know where my food is coming from. I know what wasn't put on it, you know, and that's the best that I can do. So even if it's just little tiny small changes, like that's better than doing nothing. So
yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, we can all do our part and, you know, we can't control what other people do.
Right.
We can't change the bigger picture, but we can we can change our own situation and outcome.
And I do encourage people for sure now to go do your own research, regardless of where you land, what you believe, whatever. Do your own research and look at it objectively, not subjectively, and make the best decision for you and your family. Like, that's what I had to do. Because had I not, I mean, my God, Aaron, you know, I was for real in rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah.
There was anybody could have told me anything and I would have been like, oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I just am grateful for that now. Like to even have the ability to go and do the research, make an educated decision, and then decide what's best for me and my family after that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's paramount to like, regardless of what you believe, to like look at both sides of the aspect and make your own decision, because it's like if you just rely on mainstream media or
for sure
the stuff that you see, you know, that's what you're going to believe because that's what they want you to believe. But you know, I used to be that way. Like I took it for what it was, and I lived in that world of like they would never do that to us.
So did I, dude. That part right there.
Yeah.
That part.
But money is evil, and people will do anything for money.
I don't think I really even questioned it anything until, because Jason and I were both military, you know, until everything happened with Jason in the military. Yeah. And then I was like, wait a damn minute. So, and that kind of opened the door a little bit. And then it was just survival mode after that because our kids were still so little and, you know, we had to just make it work. Yeah. But yeah, that definitely was the.
I support this country, but I think and I hope you don't take this the wrong way because you were military, but I think the military is a scam. They tell people, you know, they give them all this incentive to get into the military. Mm-hmm. We're going to take care of you. But once you're out of the military, they give two fucks about you.
Listen, and you are preaching to the choir, sir. I could tell you some shit that would blow your mind.
I'm sure.
I could tell you some shit that would blow, and I'm not talking about with Jason, I'm talking about with me, that happened to me directly, and it would blow your mind. And we are just expected to go, that's it. So, yeah.
That's why, and I don't never get me wrong, because I don't like being told what to do. And
that was a hard lesson for me to learn.
Boot camp wouldn't have been good for me or anybody else. Mostly me, probably.
That was a hard lesson to learn right there. I'm just going to tell you. I came out of boot camp super buff because of that. Yeah. You know, it's funny because Jason and I have this conversation about The country now is not the country that him and I signed a contract with our lives for. And, you know, it gets pretty, we both get pretty passionate about it. Like, it's definitely, it's a lot different now than it was when we signed that contract, you know, 24 years ago. Yeah. So we definitely, and I take a lot of pride in it, for sure. But I also know that that indoctrination, and I mean every word, every syllable of that word with my whole being, the indoctrination that you go through, just, you are a totally different person coming out. So, and you would run through a wall for this country head first.
But see, I think that's a perception that they put out there, that you're fighting for your freedom.
Yes.
And everybody 100%. Else's freedom. But if I'm being honest, and I don't know the whole aspect of it, this is just my perception, that's complete bullshit. No.
Here's the ironic thing about it.
Wars make a lot of money, and the people that are starting these wars have agendas.
Yeah. Well, here's the ironic thing about it. You can take even that part away. We're fighting for everybody and ourselves and everybody in this country to maintain the freedoms that we have. Guess who does not have freedom in that?
The soldiers. But that's the perception, is that I don't think the military is fighting for our freedoms.
No, 100% not. Absolutely.
I'd still have the same freedoms, the perceived freedoms.
Right. Perceived. Regardless of. Keyword.
Yeah. Keyword there. Because, yep. You know. Yeah, the military is great if China or Russia decides to come and invade the U.S.
Dude, if that happens, we're toast. I'm just going to let you know. We're toast. That's when the doomsday preppers mount up. That's when it's about to get real.
Yeah. I mean, I can
That's
go
when
on
that 10
whole...
acres of land with a compound is going to look real fantastic.
Right. See, people, this is what happens when you just go off the riff. You just talk about anything and everything.
This would be our normal conversation if y'all were in the room with us. Like this,
it would.
This is not scripted by any means.
No, I think it flows a lot better than us trying to script shit.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's so much more comfortable. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's wild right now, dude. I don't even know. And I think because I have such a diverse group of people that are in my life, like, I see both sides of it. And like, at any given moment, I could open Facebook and one second I'll see, I'm so embarrassed to be an American. And then the other one, red wave. It's so, like, just so diverse. And so I kind of just, you know, weed through it and like, then go do my own research and blah, blah, blah. But like, I wouldn't have it any other way, honestly. Like, I wouldn't, I enjoy the divide that.
Yeah.
I want to know both sides. I want to know both sides' opinions. But then I go and do my own research is the difference, and then make my own decision. But right. I love the diversity. I love the passionate conversations about it. I love the interaction, and because it's educating both sides. You know what I mean? Both sides are educating each other. For me, that's all I can ask for. You know, I'm right in the middle. Choose love.
Right. Yeah, I mean it's crazy, you know. It's social media.
Yeah.
I've just kind of been staying off of it. I just can't.
Now though, like with the whole homesteading thing.
Yeah.
The whole the whole homesteading thing, like that's 90% of what's coming up on my feed now. So
of course.
I'm like, oh, let me save that one in case I need to build, you know, trusses later.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like I was talking to my sister last night about my new bed frame, and she's, you know, was talking about how she hasn't been sleeping good. So she was,
yeah,
but we were talking about the purple mattress and the bed frame on the phone. And then she goes and opens up Instagram and her feed's loaded with purple and other beds.
Yeah.
Just like it.
Just listening. Like, yeah, that's why. Pretty. I mean, some people will say, you know, there's even a general, and I'm going to go so far as to say misconception, that because I choose not to voice where I stand or blah, 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 whatever, that I'm being naive and I'm being, that I don't care, or,
yeah,
you know, that I'm not being genuine or blah, 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 what, I don't know, whatever they want to say. Here's the reality. I choose love. Like that is as genuine as it comes. If you know me and you know me personally, like I'm not ever going to be 100% anything. Yeah. I'm going to be 100% me all the time. There's points on both sides, things on both sides that make complete sense to me. And there's things on both sides that I think are just absolutely freaking ridiculous. So I'm never going to be that person that's just going to go out and just create just more division to just create it. To me, that's stupid. And so, I mean, and if you are those people and you feel some type of way about me, listen, it costs nothing to hit the unfollow button. It costs nothing to hit the unfollow. It costs nothing to hit the block. And I am okay with it. My feelings will not be hurt. That is one less person I don't have to even consider. So, well, yeah.
I just find it ironic. Like, I'm sure you listeners can gather what side I support.
Right.
But the insanity is, and let me try to remember what my point was of going there.
He had a point. It's coming. Don't worry.
I had a point.
You know, it's,
yeah.
I just think it's, listen, I think everybody's a little bit crazy right now. And
yeah,
if you're not making decisions to better your own life and not worried about what somebody else is doing or playing the comparison game or, you know, oh, well, did you see X, Y, and Z? Listen, if you don't have anything better to do with your life, get a hobby.
Yeah.
Go walk. Get healthy. Do some, I don't know, do something. Like,
stay God. Off of social media. I mean, I find it like imperative is like the biggest lesson for me getting clean and sober, that there's only one thing I can control. And that's how I respond to people, places, or things.
Yes, Lord, preach, brother. That's what I'm saying.
People, places, or things are always going to be there. They're always going to let you down. But you can be, like, regardless of, let's take the people that can't stand Trump. They're never Trumpers, no matter what he does. Right. They're, like, talking all kinds of crap about him all the time. You can't control it. Let it go.
Right.
It's not going to change nothing.
Yep.
Like you constantly posting on Facebook about he's doing this, he's doing that. Elon Musk is not elected, blah, blah, blah. He threw up the Nazi sign when he's saying, I love you all.
Right.
When there's so many different people on the other side that did the exact same thing. Y'all, my heart goes out to you.
Dude, listen, I talk with my hands.
Right.
Let's be real.
But it's insanity, and it's on both sides. I see it.
Yeah.
But you know, we cannot control what our own government's doing. We can't control our employers. We can only control how we react to the situation. If we allow that insanity in our mind is going to take us down. It's a deep, dark, negative place that will consume you and eat you
alive. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So get the fuck out of there.
For real.
You know?
For real.
That's my advice.
That's anything. It doesn't just have to be politics.
No.
It literally could be anything.
Right.
If it is all consuming of you like that, it is time to let it go. Like, if it is not bringing any value in your life, any joy in your life, any motivation, if all it's doing is just putting you in this fucking spin cycle of just negative bullshit over and over and over again, and you're continuing to sit in it, like, consciously, that's on you. That's on you. Amen. That's on you. Like, right. Maybe you like it there. I don't know. Like, whatever. It's not the world's fault.
It's warm and squishy.
Yeah, well, you warm and squishy your ass over there by your damn self. Don't try and suck the world in with you. Like, that's on you. At some point, you have to, listen, every single one of us at some point has to stand up and take accountability for the choices and the decisions and the mindsets that we have in our own lives, myself included. There is 100% a reason every time I go back into these negative mindsets, I have to have the hard conversation of, hey, Tabitha, really, what is going on? And it's me every time. It is me every single time. And if you can't have that hard conversation with yourself and you can't accept your responsibility and your part in it, but yet you find yourself in this fucking spin cycle here again and shit is just fucked up. The common denominator is you. The common denominator is me. Like, that's just what it is. That's the hard truth that slaps you in the face. And until you're ready to accept that, good possibility you might find yourself in the spin cycle again. Like, I'm just saying. So.
Right.
Yeah. That was a hard realization for me. It really, truly was. And even when I first realized it, I fought it. Like, no, not me. It can't be me. So, you know, it's a hard realization, but that's the, listen, this is as real as it gets. If we're going to be real, then let's do it. It's you. It's me. So, yeah.
100%. Look at me. Like, gross.
Let me get off my soapbox.
Right?
But... yeah, I just choose not to let it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I'm more concerned about these little baby earthquakes that we've been having and, like, you know, stuff, natural disaster stuff. And I'm just like, do I need to be ready?
Right.
Should I start canning food now or should I wait?
You should always be prepared for that.
No joke. No, for real.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think there's a lot of other things in the world that deserve focus, time, and attention versus
loving everybody.
For real. And then, right. Listen, that's a lot of work. That takes energy, y'all. Trust me, I know I'm exhausted every day. You know, I was listening in that virtual event that we just had. I was listening to BU, and he said something along the lines of, the one thing that we always know is constant is going to be adversity, and how you handle and the amount of time that it takes you to move through that adversity is how you'll know if you're growing or not. And I was like, okay. So now I just have accepted that shit's going to happen. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. How I choose to respond to it is going to determine whether I'm going to be successful at whatever I'm doing or not. So how many times have we heard that? Like, I'm about to be 45 and I'm just now getting it. So if you're still out there, still figuring it out, you're not alone. Like, you know, and I think it's a skill just like everything else. I think you have to practice it. And I know for me, I have to make that connection with my higher power and my recovery, or it's so easy for me to go back into that spin cycle. I've done it too many times. So I relate to the spin cycle, love the spin cycle.
Rinse and repeat.
Literally, I've said the words, why do I always find myself in this place? Yeah. But the reality is the common denominator is me.
It always is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Everywhere you go, there go I.
That part. Whatever he just said. Something about I.
Yeah. Everywhere I go, there go I. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that just falls back to like my younger years of drinking and drugging. You know, I switched from different types of booze, you know, to drugs, geographical change. And everywhere I go, I find myself still there. Nothing changes.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't even think I realized that until you said that just now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jason and I moved around so much because of the military. And every time I was so excited, like, oh, yay, fresh start, blah, 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 new place, all the things. 6 months into it, boom. I hate myself. Why do I always find myself here?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that was a huge lesson for me to learn. You know, money, love, a job, a new house, a new car, money in the bank aren't going to make me, they're going to temporarily make me happy. But the happiness has to come from within here, you know.
Facts.
So
big facts.
You know, that was the hardest lesson for me to learn. And once I learned that, you know, I try to preach that to people. It's like, doesn't matter where you're living, how much money you got in the bank. Yes, it makes things easier having a lot of money.
Absolutely.
But it does not give you happiness. Happiness is here. Love yourself and the happiness will come.
Yep. You know what happiness was for me last night? Sitting on my, not even on the couch, sitting at my dining table, having an adult Lunchable, that's what I call them, and hanging out with my husband and watching a TV show. Like, it's a simple and just,
yeah,
it's, you know what I mean? Things. And I used to think that it needed to be that we had to have everything we had. And I'm talking about recent.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know this, Aaron, recent, I thought, you know what I mean? Like we had to do, and we had to travel. We had to do all the things. We had to make sure our kids had all the stuff. And like now, and I don't know if it's because we're getting older or we're doing the work. You know, Jason and I have done a lot of work between him and I in our marriage and as a couple and as individuals. Like, I don't know if it's that, but it's just the, you're going to laugh when I say this to you. It's the safety for me. Ugh, let me not get emotional. Just knowing that whatever happens, I'm going to be okay. And that he's got it and I'm okay. And just being safe, because I haven't ever had that before. And just being safe and just being okay. Eating my prosciutto and cheese and crackers like a 2-year-old and just knowing I'm going to be good. Yeah. I'm going to make it to my bed tonight and that's all I need to worry about.
Like, you know, life is so much simpler if we can live by that motto, because like I've said multiple times, you can't control outside yourself. It's only how we deal with that and process it. And peace comes from that. Like, it takes work. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy. But to find that peace and happiness.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It is worth it. It is. And I'm still working on it. But I can tell you the little bits and pieces that I've found just in the last few months. I've went through some of the hardest battles emotionally that I've had to go through in a long time in the last few months. And I will tell you, it was worth every second of it.
Yeah.
To just have what I had last night.
Right.
And listen, if you're like me, you're a strong, assertive, like, you can get through any kind of thing woman. You don't have to have a man or a partner in life or whatever. I didn't let Jason take care of me for a long time because I had it. I got it. I didn't need it. Like, and now letting that guard down and letting him be that safe space for me and letting him take care of me and me take care of him. Dude, hands down, come on. Nothing better. Like, nothing better. Nothing better. And even he will say that, God, you're not, I don't have to convince you to let me do that. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? I'm a delicate flower.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, there is something to be said about the little things in your life that bring you joy and bring you happiness, and you just feel that sense of peace. Like, there's nothing in the world better than that. So.
So true.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I mean, it's you've come a long way because the news that you got Friday.
Oh, dude, I'd still be spinning out of control.
Yeah. 2 to 4 months ago, you would have been spinning out of control.
Yeah. And yeah, there would have been a whole ass nervous breakdown.
Torching everything in your path. And, you know, you took it in, you received it, you felt the emotions. And
yeah,
you let it go because let's be real, you can't do nothing about it. It's out of your hands. Like, yeah, it's the fear of the unknown. So fucking what? What's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're not going to die.
Yeah. And you know what it is too for me? Like, I didn't want to stay in that place.
Yeah.
Come too far. Like, my consistency game is strong. Like, I've come too far to be spinning out of control. And I'm not going to give that the satisfaction of knocking me off. And whether that's stubbornness or whatever, I don't give a damn. Like, I've come too far.
I mean, you've realized the benefit of letting it go and not holding on to it because, let's be real, I mean, letting stuff like that consume you can take you down.
And this would have been. I just don't want to give any energy to it.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm too blessed in my life. And I am too, what's the worst that's going to happen? I'm going to go broke. They're going to come and take my car,
right.
My brand new car that I just love so much. I've been fucking broke before.
Yeah.
I've lived off of nothing before. And I've had a car repoed before and my credit's been shot before. Big fucking deal. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, Jason would never let that happen. Jason would never let that happen. But like, if it got there, Jason and I have been there before. We will be okay.
Yeah.
So as long as my babies are okay, Jason and I are okay, we will figure out the rest. So.
I mean, all we have to do in situations like that is just trust the process. Yes, we have to do our work. Put in the work. It's not just, we're not just going to be provided all this free stuff. We have to put in the work, but you know, just trust the process and know that it's going to be okay. And that's a huge lesson.
If there is anybody that's listening or watching, and because I'm going to 100% say something that may shock some people, maybe.
Nah.
Like, I learned that it was going to be okay when I made that connection to my higher power and my faith. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean faith by going to church. I mean, like, true, genuine connection from my heart to my faith and whatever that looks like for other people.
Yeah.
And the reason I got that when my daughter got married, I don't think I ever prayed so hard in my life because I just want happiness. I want happiness for her, but I want enough. And if you're a parent, I think you know what I mean when I say enough. I don't want them to have too much of anything because you got to go through some shit to grow. Like, I want them to have enough. But in that moment of praying for my daughter and praying for her marriage and praying for her husband, like, there was just something that happened and it was just let it go. Like, I had to just release her and let her go. And when I did that, I just felt okay about it. Like, I felt calm. And, you know, believe whatever you want. That, to me, that was my higher power and my faith saying, we got her. Mm. We'll get her through whatever we got to get her through. And from that, I know how crazy it sounds that I'm saying this. But like from that moment on, I was like, okay, cool. Jesus, take the wheel.
Right.
I mean, I'm just here.
There's power in that for sure. Like, I know almost 12 years ago when I got in trouble with the law, you know, from getting a DUI, punching the cop and getting tased, mm-hmm. that I was looking at going to prison.
Yeah.
And I was scared shitless because I don't like losing my freedom. And I was right. looking at my first felony and I was spinning out of control and I had all kinds of fear going on. And I was told to just let it go. And I don't know how it happened, but I got to a point where I was okay with whatever happened.
Yeah.
I can't control the situation. There's no point in me wasting the energy and having all this fear about stuff that I can't control. And as soon as
right.
I was able to do that and I trusted the process and turned it over to my higher power. And I'm not religious at all. I don't yeah. read the Bible. I just
me
know
neither.
There's something other than myself. Like, I think we have that power in all of us.
Yes.
But when you can release that, all the worries go away. And it all worked out. I didn't end up going to prison. I spent 3 days in jail. Had 30 days with an ankle monitor on. I was like, cool, vacation.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Like, I know now. Like before, when you used to tell me that story, before I made this connection with my own higher power, I was like, God, what would that be like? Like, does that make sense? Like, I couldn't relate yet.
Yeah.
Wanted to, but couldn't yet. Now, I fully get it. 100% get it. And, like, if I lose my job, I lose my job. I'm still going to be me, you know, still going to be me. And I'll figure it out. Like, that's it. I know my higher power. For me, it's God. I know God's got me no matter what. So that's it. And I can sit here and laugh and enjoy my life and enjoy this podcast with you and nights with my husband and, you know, all the little stuff, text messages from my kids and my grown kids and whatever. Because I know at the end of the day, I'm going to be okay. And that my faith will get me through whatever I need to go through.
So awesome.
That's it.
Right? You've come so far.
That's it.
Grasshopper.
I know. I mean, I know. And I know that. And don't get me wrong. I celebrate it. Probably more than I should, honestly. But I let myself be, I beat myself up for a long time. And I just have no interest in that anymore.
Right.
I'm worth more than that. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt. I know my heart is pure and I know that my love for people is pure and I deserve better than that. So here I am.
I think I done some good Jedi.
That's your best work ever, friend.
Right?
Goodness, goodness.
Speaking of glasses. That was a good episode. It was. Speaking of glasses. So I went to a meeting last night. These are pretty small for my face, but I was sitting there trying to read the menu, and there's not very good lighting at the restaurant. And I turned my flashlight on to try to see. My sponsor's like, "You should try these." I'm like, "Those aren't going to help." He's like, "They're 1.5s. You'll be able to see." And I put them on. Are you going to take a picture?
No, I'm going to show first.
And so I put his reading glasses on and I could see perfectly clear. It was legible. I was like, holy shit. And he's like, "You need to buy some readers. You can go to Costco or whatever and buy them." And I went on Amazon and I bought like 4 different pair.
Yeah.
And so I have them.
Let's see.
They're small, but I could see like they're...
No way.
Yeah, I don't like them. But I'll only wear them like when I need to read. And I place them throughout the house. I'll put a pair in my car too so I can see.
It's just dude, like, I'm not laughing at you. Like I'm laughing with you because the struggle is real. I totally get it.
It is.
You know, I think it's worse for us too because we stare at computer screens all day. And so like the blue light messes with your vision too. So my readers are blue light blockers plus readers.
Nice.
So yeah, it makes a huge difference. It really does. I probably should just go get my eyes checked, but I'm just not, I haven't healed and grown that much. Yeah. Like I'm not ready to accept it.
And then I have glasses that I should be wearing when I'm like on the computer, but they really don't like do that well. And you know, yeah. The eye doctor was like, "But you don't need glasses elsewhere." And I'm like, "Well, I can't see like at nighttime. It's hard for me to see."
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And you know, low light situation.
Yep. Or if it's nighttime and it's raining.
Oh, that's worse.
Forget it. Yeah. Forget it. You might not even want me to drive.
Right. And then I got tinted windows on top of that. So
yeah,
it makes it even harder to see. So I find myself having to roll my windows down so I can look.
Is
and
it
make
clear?
Sure. it sucks getting old. And, you know, I fought for years on buying these things. I mean, yeah, I do have glasses, but yeah.
I mean, I can see you.
That's the teacher look right there.
Yeah. I have like this frame in like so many different colors.
Nice.
I have purple, I have black, I have pink, I have like the tortoise shell brown color.
Yeah.
I have teal, you know, depending on what I'm wearing for the day, I have to accessorize.
Yeah, you gotta take them off though because it creates a glare.
I know. We'll just be blind on the
Yeah, right.
Oh God. Well, this was a good episode, friend.
It was.
Good episode.
Yeah.
Super exciting for you to be in your new place. I'm super excited. All the good wishes, and I should come over and sage it or, you know, do the thing. So,
yeah. Tomorrow's the day for the other thing, too. So, I go to the airport. Yep. So,
it'll be exciting. New chapter for Aaron. Woo-hoo!
I know. I'm gonna reach out to my friend after this podcast and send her a picture of our logo. She's the one that made me that Seahawk sign.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask her.
Dude, if she can do it, get 2. I'll buy mine. I'll put mine right here.
Okay.
That'd be awesome. That'd be sweet.
So, I'll find out what she would charge to make them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great episode.
That'll be cool. Yep.
Pieces. Love y'all.
Deuces.
Please like and subscribe and share. And don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback